So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latter speaking. Hope you're well. So today's Monday. We're at a new time of 12 noon. We need to update all of the data, all of the images that say we're going live at 8 a.m. because we're not going to go live at 8 a.m. now. We're going to try and go live at 12 noon. Hopefully people aren't rushing the kids out and putting them on the school run and just getting out of bed. But hopefully people can actually stop and listen to some of this stuff at lunchtime too. So we're going to go live at 12 noon. It just ties into my keep fit regime, which I really need to get in place. I've just done a run, ran for a whole 7 minutes. Wow. been out of breath. My health has really gone downhill since we stopped working out just before Christmas. So we have some stuff going on with family and that kind of thing. So that's basically why. It's not an excuse, but it's a reason. Anyway, so we're going to go live at 12. It just fits into the time scale. The business is growing substantially. We just took on a brand new graphic designer to help all our clients for the social media content stuff that we do, which is awesome. Everything's kind of heading in the right direction. So this forms part of that. And so, obviously, you know, we talk about property a lot. We talk about generating wealth. We talk about business. We talk about marketing. We talk about mindset. We talk about health. We talk about all that stuff. But one of the things that's really one of my bugbears, and I don't think I've got a business card on me, somebody else's. Yes, I have a business card here from a Spanish friend of mine. No picture. So if I didn't know... If I didn't connect him to his business, I wouldn't know who it is. Have we got another one? Yeah, we got a carpet company in Leeds. No, the photograph on their business card. Have we got another one? I don't tend to store a lot of business cards. That's not one. I tend not to store them anyway. But you know when you go to a networking event, this is why you need to have, by the way, your picture on your business card. It drives me insane. And in fact, if you're a member of ours, we've got a business card section that shows you mine. It's double folded. It opens up. It's got my picture on the front with every method of contacting me as you can. Basically, search Google and you find me. And when you open it up, it's got We Love Referrals. It's got a section to write notes. Have you ever had a business card? These are not business cards. These are my EHIC cards. You ever had a business card and you can't write on it because it's just shiny? You ever had a business card like that? Like, what's that about? That's crazy. Why would you have a business card that you can't write on? You know when you go to a networking event, you go, oh, what's your name? Bob. Oh, I'm Dan. Nice to meet you, Dan. Nice to meet you, Bob. You got a business card? Yes. And then you talk about investing in something, okay, but you're going to speak to another 20 people and then you're trying to write on Bob's business card. You're licking the pen, trying to get the ball moving, and it's just not working because it's just not conducive to being able to write anything on. So it's crazy, right? So what you want to have is you want to have double-sided, foldable business cards so that when you open it up, it can be laminated on the outside, but when you open it up, it's just cardboard on the inside so people can write. Ours has a call to action, booking your strategy call. It's got a space to write stuff on there. If you want to write a list, you know, you go meet somebody else, go meet Jennifer, and Jennifer's talking about something, but Jennifer's got a business card that, you know, is shiny and you can't write on it. You could take my business card out because my card has got space for people to make notes on, and then people are making another interaction with my brand. Do you see how this works? Like, you know, like I know that this starts off from have your photograph on your business card. That's where it starts, but that's not where it ends. Where it ends is the interaction between the person and you and your business card. Like when you get home from a networking event, how many times have you got home and you've gone for card after card after card? Don't know who that is, 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 don't know who that is. I don't know who any of them are. I can't remember whose face belongs to which card. And then you get to mine, which is double-sided, folds out, got my face on it. And you go, I remember him though, loudmouth northerner. Right. So, and that's what you want. Maybe not the loudmouth northerner, but you want to be remembered. You want people to go, yeah, I remember him. I remember speaking to him. He's got that deal. I should make a note and booking a 10-minute phone call with him next week to see if we've got any synergy between our two companies. We should do a podcast on words that people use in business. You know, let's get that low hanging fruit. I hate that stuff. So I should interview my mate Mike Smee, who's a friend of mine on Facebook. He loves that stuff, but actually hates it too, but lives in that corporate world of all those kind of words that you use. It's a symbiosis of next generation marketing. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, look, get your picture on your business card, okay? If you don't like the way you look, change the way you look or deal with it. Like, it doesn't matter. If I've met you at a networking event, I get you on the phone, I'm thinking about you in my head, which means I know what you look like, right? And if you don't like that, how that looks, get a haircut, lose weight, put weight on, whichever, put muscle on, whatever. Get taller, get thinner, get shorter, whatever you feel uncomfortable about. People come in all shapes and all sizes and they're talking all sorts of different ways. I sound like this for crying out loud. It's so unimportant. What's important is, can you help the person? That's what really people are after. Put your face on your business card. So when people go to a networking event, they remember who you are. Have the double-sided, double-folded. You can pick them up from Vistaprint. Everybody goes for these cheap, crappy cards because they don't cost anything. You have one chance to make a first impression, okay? And you mess it up because you've got these three business cards. That's crazy. Why not go for the really expensive ones and stand out more than everybody else? We could talk about the business card scene in American Psycho, because one's got 8 point, one's got 10 point, Times New Roman font. That's a great scene. If you've ever seen that film, where he gets really upset because the other guys, and it's an egg, a duck egg white on his business card instead of just normal white. And it's just almost the same, but slightly different. And it's so slightly different, nobody else can tell, but he gets really upset by it. Anyway, business cards, they are important. Have they got a place in 2019? They absolutely have if you work and live in the same country. I actually don't have business cards anymore. I used to have a lot of business cards, carry them with me everywhere. I'd get on a plane, I'd always hand a business card out to somebody, you know? But now I tend not to do it because I tend not to meet people face-to-face, certainly in a business environment. I don't do networking, I don't do speaking gigs, I don't tend to attend any events these days. However, I do attend some events, and actually I should get some more business cards. So actually we'll probably get some updated and get those sent out. The picture on those business cards, by the way, of mine, is like 15 years old now. It's the one where I'm stood and I'm looking up at the camera. My dad did that about 15 years ago. He was a professional photographer. Still alive, but he's just not doing the photographs anymore. But go get your photograph on your business card. I probably will go get some more because we're going to do a lot more meeting and greeting of people physically face-to-face and that kind of thing. So it is going to be useful. But you should be double-sided, put your picture on, have a call to action, get a referral, invite people to a 25-minute strategy session or a 45-minute session, or invite them to your next event as a free-of-charge guest, or get them to come around for a coffee. Whatever that happens to be, just to push that relationship onto another level, that's what your business card should be there for, and it should have that call to action to do it. So just a short podcast today about business cards and what you should be doing with them. And like, if you do nothing else, go to Vistaprint, go get your double-sided ones, go get them created, put your picture on it, and go get those done. All right, I hope that's useful for you. We'll speak to you tomorrow at 12 noon on Tuesday, and I hope you have a great afternoon. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.